With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Cannabis is back on the agenda for today's Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors meeting. An ordinance would allow consumption in lounges. The idea worries pediatric nurse practitioner Nadia Alami, who works in adolescent medicine. She says as cannabis use is more normalized, perceived risk goes down and use goes up.
The industry is outpacing public health's ability to regulate it and keep it safe. And that's the fear of those of us that work on the front lines, is we're seeing these products and we're seeing our patients get sick and we're working upstream.
She wants to see more research on the effects of cannabis use before regulations are loosened. The Board of Supervisors meets at 9 a.m. in their chambers and on Zoom. The California DMV sells unclaimed cars that have been towed and pockets any profits. Owners are entitled to the money, but the DMV doesn't have to notify them. The agency has brought in millions of dollars from these sales. That's according to a new investigation from our partner CalMatters. Baronda Lyons has the details.
State records show the DMV has brought in more than $8 million in profits from car auctions since 2016. Californians can claim these profits for up to 3 years after their car is sold. But the money doesn't show up in unclaimed property searches, and there's currently no easy way for people to track it down. That's why CalMatters built a tool that allows people to search their VIN or license plate numbers to find out if the DMV owes them money.
That's CalMatters' Baronda Lyons. And I'm Dylan Music. This is KZU News.